What a game of rugby league. This is why you love rugby league more.
Do you know why? Because it's the greatest game of all. You've got Sebo, a 6'4" winger from Fiji. You've got little
underway.
O'Sullivan.
Yep.
You know,
underway, golden point.
The greatest game of all.
It's a great game.
Bins, passion.
If you're just joining us, we're into golden point. Paynas has played the full 80 minutes. He's now playing in golden point. So now, Seguiaro went to the right-hand side and they found Matt Gillett trying to get up. They don't want to give away penalties. The referees need to put the whistle in the pocket as Payne Haas has his second carry in this set. Unbelievable. He's still got the energy to grab that ball. So now golden point, Seguiaro from dummy half. Oh, he darts away. Still going, Seguiaro. Still play on. He gets the offload. The ball comes to Boyd. Boyd goes across to Fifita. Fifita's been told to straighten hard. Fifita still going. Oh, Fifita! Look at him, ragdoll! David Fifita beats one, beats two, and he's brought down. This is the setup now. This is the golden point setup. The ball goes to Seguiaro. Comes across to Azarco. Azarco kicks the goal. Brisbane win. And you can thank David Fifita because that run set him up. Brisbane survived. They're still alive in this title race. Parramatta lose 17 points to 16. Gordon Tallis, wowee. It took one set.
It took one set. It took one play. Fifita, you're a superstar. You are a dead set superstar. One, two, three, four. His vision to get back to the post. Not only his raw natural strength to beat the players, something that he's born with, but his vision. Okay, where do I need to be? Whereabouts do I need to get tackled? Or whether I'm giving him too much credit for that, but he got tackled. And then Sarko, he's so cool under pressure.
Unbelievable.
A beautiful kick.
Unbelievable. Payne Haas, David Fifita, seriously, I don't know if you can put words to what these blokes have done. Seriously, ridiculous. We'll go down straight away. That man we were talking about, Ben Hannett, has Payne Haas with him right now.
Yeah, I have the machine with me right now. Payne Haas played the full 85 minutes there, mate. Incredible win tonight, leading into final footy. But your effort, mate, as this season, all that hard work in pre-season just come down to this. Are you happy with the way that your body's been able to perform, be able to play these big minutes?
Yeah, you know, obviously pre-season's a big part of what my engine and all that, but you know, it's all credit to the boys as well. You know, you don't want to let them down, so I think that's the main factor why I try and keep them going for them.
Unbelievable, mate.
What do you see, like, tonight? What do you learn from here tonight? Like, what can you get better? What area do you think you need to improve on tonight's performance?
You know, obviously just, you know, our fifth tackle options was a bit off today. We gave them easy sets out of yardage, so we've got to fix our fifth tackle plays, and if we do that, we'll be in good hands.
Up to you, boys.
Mate, next week there's another big challenge against the Dogs. They got knocked out last night, but you can't take those guys easy.
Yeah, obviously they're in your face the whole 80, so yeah. We've got to be up for it. You know, they can play highly, so it's going to be another gritty game next week. They'll be looking to come out with a bang, so you know, we've got to be up for it, and you know, our season's still on the line next week.
How did you feel playing 80 minutes? And I know it's good to have it on your stat sheet, yep. But I thought you've had bigger impact when you've gone off and had a rest and come back on.
Yeah, obviously that's something I have to figure out. You know, I'm young. You know, I'm going to figure out what's best for me. But you know, obviously, sometimes I'm a bit better. You know, having a short stint off the sideline to come back on. But
hey, mate, listen, trust me, it's not embarrassing having a break. Everybody gets a lunch break.
Yeah, everybody does. I had a bit more than a lunch break. Payne, seriously, was the plan for you to play 80 tonight, or was it going to be 30 and then 30?
Oh, Steve spoke to me before the game. He said, you know, he's not going to pull me off unless I say so. So, so I was just trying my hardest out there. So,
yeah, you did well, mate. Well done. Yeah, great win. Steve. And great win. You guys keep on alive in this finals race. I think you're almost but secured a spot in the eight now with 25 points. Go and enjoy the victory, mate. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
There we have it, Payne Haas. And a good win by him. Unbelievable game of football. We'll try and get the... we can get a Parramatta player quickly. Kane Evans was just unbelievable tonight. I don't know. Yeah. He might be a bit disappointed, but if we can get our
oh man, any Parramatta player, it will be good to have a chat with. But it's Parramatta are still learning to win the tough, gritty games. That's one thing that they're learning, I think, as a footy side and an organisation.
Yeah, well, Ben Hannett has, who I believe was arguably the best player on the field tonight. Absolutely. He was Parramatta's best, without a doubt. He has the number 8, Kane Evans, with him.
Yeah, Kane, outstanding tonight, mate. So close, but just falling short. What do you learn from tonight's performance?
It was pretty disappointing. I think for the young lads in our team, that was a taste for finals. So it's good to sort of learn those lessons now and take them into the finals. Yeah.
Obviously, not too many points scored tonight. Think attacks where you need to improve for next week, or defensively, what area do you think we need to improve?
I think our attack's all right. Tonight we're a bit lateral, and we weren't getting to the men that we're supposed to draw them. But Brisbane's defence was awesome, mate. They missed hardly any tackles, and hats off to them.
Up to you, boys.
Hey, Kane, mate, what about your own form? I thought it was probably your best game in a Parramatta jersey.
Yeah, it was all right. I still got more in the tank, but it doesn't really matter when you get the loss.
Do you know what? Like, there's a lot of talk about you got to finish in the top four to win the competition. What's your mindset between the four walls out at Parramatta Stadium? Like, you believe that, you know, on your day you can beat anybody in a competition?
Yeah, on our day we definitely can. We just have to show up, and everyone has to have the right attitude and execute, and we can beat any team.
Mate, just tell us a little bit about Zivo that we don't know. Every week he just seems to be getting better and better.
Yeah, he's still green, so give him a couple years, and like, he's already one of the best wingers. It'll be interesting to see how far it goes, and he's capable of anything.
Cheers. Thanks, mate.
Thanks.
Appreciate your time. We're going to take a
Can
short...
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
If he's green, I'd hate to see when he's ripe, because what he's doing at the moment is unbelievable.
Yeah, well, this is something that goes on now. On the last home game, they present the jerseys of the players to different people and different fans who have bid for them throughout the year. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back and we'll dissect what this has been, an unbelievable game. Brisbane wins 17 points to 16 in Golden Point. We'll leave you when we come back with a verdict, but here is the play of the day.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Now, Marnie with the ball again to the right hand side. Moses comes across. Long pass, this time to Mike Ferguson. Try! I think he got there.
No, I think he's gone out.
He might have put his foot into touch a little earlier.
I think
Alex
Flint
got claret all over his face.
Couldn't have got there.
Blake Ferguson scores this. It's a miracle. 5 metres out, hasn't put his foot into touch. Goes up in the air and. Oh my God, he scored this try.
No, does his knee hit the ground?
No, he scored it.
Wow.
Blake Ferguson has scored an unbelievable try.
The only thing that's in the field of play is his hand.
Don't expect much of my first game back. Please.
Triple M rocks the footy this half for the Mitsubishi Triton. Nothing can frighten a Triton. For Ream Hot Water. Triple M footy. For McDonald's. Triple M footy.
Welcome back, and this is the verdict. All thanks to Ream Hot Water. If you missed it, Brisbane winning in Golden Point, 17 points to 16. Have a listen to this. Boy goes across to Fifita. Fifita's been told to straighten hard. Fifita still going. Oh, Fifita! Look at him, Ryanville! David Fifita beats one, beats two when he's brought down. This is the setup now. This is the Golden Point setup. The ball goes to Seguiaro. Comes across to Azarco. Azarco kicks the goal. Brisbane win. And you can thank David Fifita, because that run set him up. Brisbane survived. They're still alive in this title race. Parramatta lose 17 points to 16. How good is David Fifita, gentlemen? Seriously, he's just the real deal.
And he doesn't get through as much work as a Payne Haas or a Lodge, but his quality to his work is second to none.
Yeah,
and that's what you want to do. You know, you look at someone like Temalolo that stays in the middle, does his 25 hit-ups.
Yeah.
Doing 10 on the edge and doing that, I prefer. It's what you do, Dobbo, and that's what I'm talking about, stats. He only made, say Fifita made 150 metres, someone makes 300. Those 150 metres tonight were the most important metres.
Would be a try and winning the game. That quick play the ball gave enough time to kick the field goal.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if I'm looking here now, let's go through it. Parramatta, they scored three tries compared to two. Yeah. Three tries to two.
Oh, mate, look, Brisbane can't be kidding themselves. They are so far off the pace. at the moment, and they give us how they build. Oh, mate, and we've won 8 out of 6 or whatever, 6 out of 8, and we've done all this. They need to find some football in their footy side and find it soon. Their defence, outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. Yep. Go forward, outstanding.
Perfect.
Willing to work for each other. They've got every base covered, except they don't play enough footy to test the good sides in defence. And you've got to test them because they will eat that attack up. You know, like, Payne has taken a hit up, and no matter how rough he is, Melbourne will get numbers in there.
It's still very old school Broncos, isn't it? It's very one out, and it's very predictable, easy to read. They're still punching through their metres, but that they need that second phase of that, just that one extra pass to get a defensive line disjointed.
It's not much what
and
they
then,
need.
And then play short and fast, get your half up flat, and isolate players.
Yeah.
Dare I say it, I'd move McCulloch to lock.
Yeah, well, you just said this.
I'd move McCulloch to lock now, and I'd put Seguiaro on and just play through the middle really fast.
Well, I can tell you now that they
just play through the middle on them.
But Brisbane almost guarantee themselves now on the back of that that they are going to make the eight.
Yeah, well, they're playing against the Dogs, who you would think, you know, they had a bit of hope of making the finals.
Now they're thinking of Mad Monday.
Like, yeah, I
now
think
you'd
so.
Be starting to plan what outfit I'm going to wear, what song am I going to be dancing to?
Naked.
25 points they'll be on, but I mean, you know. That's 11 wins for the season. They've still got to beat the Dogs next week, but you would think that they're going to be there. But, yeah. You know, whether or not then, they'll either have to take on Manly or the Raiders in that first week if they finish eighth. So, good luck. I think that, you know, to be honest with you, it's very difficult. Let's go through the rest of the round. Round 24, and there's so much football to be played. It's a great scene here at the moment. They
love it.
Last home game of the year, they let everybody out onto the field from...
But I don't like the barricades. I remember, like, the old games, like when you'd watch, there'd be grand finals and the kids would run and the players would run off in between them and they'd get their run out, and whether it was a test match or whatever, and they'd get to touch their heroes, and, you know, and the players would just walk off and they were, you know, and they were so...
Unbelievable.
So touchable for their... For their fans.
Can we talk about this game tomorrow? The Newcastle Knights taking on the Gold Coast Titans tomorrow afternoon. Please.
Well, it's Old Boys Day.
Yeah. Where
and the way Andrew Johns and Matthew Johns and the like and what's happening, the rumblings in Newcastle, you'd expect if they don't have a go.
Yeah.
If they don't have a go, there'd be a mutiny.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to walk back in the sheds without a go.
Knights to win that one. I think we should say that.
And I reckon the Knights are happy that they're playing the Titans.
Yeah, I reckon they are as well.
Like, mate, they wouldn't want to be playing.
If they cop the Storm, they'd be...
or Roosters or Manly or Raiders, it'd be a day at the office.
Sea Eagles taking on the Storm. This game's got so much, but, it, you know...
Hopefully a game of footy breaks out with between the wrestling and... I watched Manly last week and we caught it for the M's on Sunday, and Josh Hodgson said, don't kid yourself.
Yeah.
Manly are the best wrestling side in the competition, and I don't know whether they're the best wrestling side, but they spoil, they were prepared. 27 penalties. Mm. Tonight I was frustrated. What, there was 12?
Sure.
There was 27. They didn't care when they came away. It was like, I'm going to blatantly lay here until you penalise me and we're going to defend it. I don't like that. The game... has to watch this game closely, I believe.
Yep.
Todd, get off your butt and do something about it, right? Yep. If you're going to leave the game, whenever you leave it, be good for something. And leave it, this is what Todd Greenberg did for the game. Sure. But at the moment, I don't know one thing that Todd's done.
Yep. Panthers taking on the Roosters.
Oh, well, they say Kronk's not playing. Mm. They say Keary might be out as well. And Boyd Cordner's not going to play.
They're going to rest him.
Does that bring Panthers into it?
Yes, it does.
But it's very hard. It's very hard.
Can Panthers, are they still fighting for the eighth position, or are they done?
If they win, they go to 24.
And then Brisbane lose.
And if Brisbane lose
and Sharks win.
So
they're still fighting.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You're like, there's not, hey, mate, you can't make the finals. If they win their next two games, they're a chance of playing finals.
If the Roosters rest, then Penrith are a red-hot chance.
Sunday, Raiders versus Sharks.
I reckon I went the Sharks. I think the Raiders have had a massive month of football. I think that they know that their game's good enough. And those English players, it's a long season. I reckon Ricky will just be saying, maybe resting some of them or do something because there's bigger fish to fry.
And you remember back in 2016, the Sharks had a big losing streak. And then this time they started to get on that winning streak and they won, all the way through to the grand final. Yeah. So if they want to kick, they got to kick now.
Yeah, so Sharks, look, Sharks need to win more. That's what happened tonight. Brisbane needed it more than Parramatta.
The Dragons taking on the West Tigers. This game means so much to the West
Tigers.
Yep. Okay, and that's it. Well, it's been a beauty.
It's been a great game of football.
The Dead Set Dobbo and the Best of the Rush Hour on tomorrow. Then Triple M Saturday NRL. Sunday NRL from 12 with Anthony Maroon, Gordon Tallis. And that game will be a cracker on Sunday afternoon that you guys are covering. Lots to get through. Have a great weekend. It's been a beauty here. And thank you for all the home games that we've called this year from Suncorp Stadium. Our last time we'll be broadcasting from Suncorp Stadium in 2019. 17 points to 16, Golden Point. Unbelievable what's gone on here tonight. Brisbane survive from everybody here, from Josh, from Jesse, Bono, Punchy, Ben Hannett, Gordon Tallis, and Ben Dobbin, and all the family here at Triple M. Have a great weekend. Until next time, bye for now.
SEBA Super, with insurances that protect building and construction workers. NRL game highlights.
Underway, round 24, the third game of the round. This time, it's Brisbane taking on Parramatta as Lodge, as usual, off the back fence, takes their first carry. Marnie with the ball, back to that left-hand side. They come back across there, out the back. Better play, Gutherson on to Sebo, and he scores. Well, it was sheer weight of numbers. Oh, Clint Gutherson, what a great ball to Mike Acevo. 6-2, kick to come. Parramatta take the lead. The ball comes to Darius Boyd now. Boyd comes up over the 40-metre line. Oh. Still dancing, weaving, trying to get the offload. He got there. Kick from Glenn. Pick back up. Glenn. Oh, and he's brought down 1 metre out.
Well, he passes it on the outside. Corey Oates is free.
Oates goes across to Vavita. Vavita ragdolls and scores. You won't stop him from that far out. What a great try from the young man. David Lear scores. Ties this ball game up with a kick to come. 6-all. Minute 14 to play in the first half and they give away a penalty. Well, that could be costly. Zarko kicks his 10 points to 6, half time. The ball goes to Milford. Crossfield kick. Ball loose on the deck. They come flying through and it's a try. Oh, it's a good try as well. Darius gets a try. The captain, they all get around him. Brisbane score first in this second half. Mike Acevo picks the ball up on the 30. Oh, he beat one, beat two. Got away from Katoni Skaggs. Down over the 40. Still going. Runs into McCulloch. When he holds that ball, what a strong run by the Fijian flyer. Oh, unbelievable. He just sent him away and they get a penalty.
And that's 10 in the bin.
That is 10 in the bin. So McCulloch's gone. Yes, it is. So Lane plays out the back. The ball comes to Moses. Moses on to Gutherson. Long pass to Ferguson. Ferguson dances on the sideline. I think the ball was forward. He'll get to the line, but I think it was forward.
Right, that's a line ball, isn't it?
It should have been a try because he got there.
Wow.
Now, Marnie with the ball again to the right-hand side. Moses comes across. Long pass. This time to Mike Ferguson. Try! I think he got there.
No, I think he's gone out.
He might have put his foot into touch a little earlier. Alex Glenn got claret all over his face.
Couldn't have got there.
Blake Ferguson scores. This is a miracle. 5 metres out. Hasn't put his foot into touch. Goes up in the air. And oh, my God, he scored this try.
No, does his knee hit the ground?
No, he scored it.
Wow.
Blake Ferguson has scored an unbelievable try.
The only thing that's in the field of play is his knee.
Don't expect much on my first game back. Please. 2 metres out. The ball goes to Evans. Oh, it was a great tackle by Seguiaro. Hang on. He's got there.
He scored.
He scored it. Kane Evans has scored. This is going to tie it up. We've got 3.5 minutes to go. We're going to ball game, baby. Last tackle. They come across. It comes deep. It goes long. It goes high. Azarko. He's kicked. No, it hasn't. That hit the goalpost. We're into Golden Point, baby. Boyd goes across to Vavita. Vavita's been told to straighten hard. Vavita still going. Oh, Vavita. Look at him, Randall. David Vavita beats one. Beats two. And he's brought down. This is the setup now. This is the Golden Point setup. The ball goes to Seguiaro. Comes across to Azarko. Azarko kicks the goal. Brisbane win. And you can thank David Fafita because that run set him up. Brisbane survived. They're still alive in this title race. Parramatta lose 17 points to 16.
All-time highlights for Seabus Super, offering our members insurance cover that protects building and construction workers. For McDonald's, this is Triple M Footy.